How you guys doing?
Great to be back. This is a very special crew cast. We have a very special guest.
Super special.
Super special. Coming to you all the way. Coming to us, rather, all the way.
Yes.
From sunshiny California. The one, the only, the incomparable.
Yes, I'm back.
It's back from the Marine.
Wait, what's that? I can't hear you. You're mumbling. Oh, it feels so good.
You know I can so kill good. You very easily, right?
He can. He's not even sitting next to you, yet he could kill you with his stare.
Yes, just by the evil glances.
You guys see what I have here?
Fun dips. I enjoy
fun dips. You know what?
I love fun dip.
The last time I saw I won't say last time because it relates to something. The last time I saw fun dip was about a week ago, and I was just talking. It was about a week ago. An airman in my class had that stuff, but the time before that, I was in like junior high, and I thought that it disappeared off the face of the earth, but...
I'm going to eat it while we talk.
Okay. Excellent, because Meryl's put me asleep already.
We found, Meryl, that when we eat while we're on the podcast, it's always much more interesting.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
It's a bit more entertaining podcast with food.
Where's your food, Aldo?
I get a little bit disappointed with the fun dip because I like...
Oh, no.
But the problem with the fun dip for me is you can eat the stick, you know. The problem I have
is... The stick doesn't have taste.
The stick doesn't taste very good. It's all in the sugary
it's
powdery
sugar
mix.
It's like eating chalk.
To think that magic is inside the sugary powder mix. That's what makes it taste so good.
That's what I mean, though, is like you get through all that yummy goodness, and then you're disappointed with this like stick thing you got to eat. It's kind of disheartening.
Yeah, now that yours is cracked off.
Yeah, it's like half broke. You want it? You guys want the other half?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm not going to let you like lick it and put it in because that's kind of gross.
Double dipping.
All right, I'll just eat it.
So, Meryl, I have a question for you. You are a Marine. You are big and tough and strong. And let's just get this out of the way. Have you killed anybody?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean,
I don't think we have any more questions for you. Thanks for coming.
That's it. All right, thanks.
I don't have any fanciful tales of death and destruction yet.
How many ways can you kill a person by your bare hands?
Well, I don't know. We'd have to try that out.
They haven't taught you anything? There aren't any secret ways of doing things in the Marines?
Martial arts that I've already done.
Meryl, are there any top secrets that you can tell us? It's just between Aldo and I.
Yeah.
And
everybody
and
listening
the, like, the three other people that listen to this.
Three.
Yeah.
I don't have any secrets. I'm low on the totem pole.
What
like
can
Mr. Roboto?
What
no.
can you tell us about the grassy knoll,
Japan.
Meryl?
The grassy
what
knoll,
do you know?
Like which one? California? Is that grassy knoll? Oh,
I'm talking JFK.
Weapons under it, maybe? I don't know what you're talking
what?
About.
What are things like in California? Give us a clue, because you know many of us have grown up in the Midwest, and we're just simple common folk.
I imagine California being a lot like Chicago. Am I wrong?
You are very wrong. There's a lot of different ways this can go. As far as the weather is beautiful. It's perpetually warm all year round. I came back here, and on my way to church this morning, all I could think of was nuclear fallout.
What?
Yeah, everything was dead around here.
Well, because we have the season called winter.
You have seasons.
I don't think they have that in California.
Our winter season is like a month of rain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the weather's really nice all the time. But
so it's like a wannabe Seattle?
Are there people cool there?
Most of the time, yeah. People are laid back.
Is everyone rich in the morning, like on TV?
Like the girls on the hills?
All right, well, let me explain. There's only a few things. Number one, like the OC. I frequented Orange County, and that's Malibu. Okay. So my friend from Orange County says all the time. What else am I?
You already lost me, man. I have no idea.
Yeah, what is the OC, man?
Isn't that a TV,
all I know
a
is
popular
that's a
TV show.
Show
that a lot of people like? I remember you showed a video about Misha Barton's death a couple years ago. That was a pretty funny video.
I should put that out again.
That was a great one. When she got hit.
Well,
she, like,
I mean,
fell
her
off
character's
her
death.
Right, she's
dead,
still alive, I believe.
Like, and the Daniel Powder song for us right at the same time.
Speaking of Powder, the problem I have right now is that I get impatient with the liquor stick or whatever it's called. And I just
fun
wanna,
dip.
Fun dip. And I just want to pour it in my mouth. So I think I'm going to try that.
Do it. Those in the video podcast, you'll be able to watch this.
Yes.
It'll be very
hopefully
entertained.
I won't get it all over the place because I kind of ripped it open.
Speaking of the OC, big fan of Rachel Bilson.
Yeah. Pretty cute.
I don't know who that is. I never watched the OC.
Well, I never did either. But, I mean, I was familiar with at least who was on the show. Rachel Bilson is
not
the brunette on the show.
The what?
The brunette.
Yeah, see, I don't even... I think if I saw a picture of her...
She's in the film Jumper.
Okay, yeah.
All right, that does nothing for you.
No, I mean, I've seen previews, but I'm just not paying attention.
Well, getting back to California, Merrill, are the people there, would you say, kind of out of it? I always had this idea that the people from California...
They're like the last.
Just seems sort of spacey.
No, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, actually, fashion-wise,
earlier.
We had this discussion earlier. And I think this is the trend in the case with fashion. Unfortunately, a simple common folk in the Midwest are the last to. Are you all right? Maybe you shouldn't have done that.
I had too much powder.
Okay, maybe you may want to take a drink.
You don't want
to
inhale it.
I'm gonna die from the fun dip. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, and we're here to give you CPR willingly.
I appreciate that.
The trends in California seem to be that whatever hits the coasts. That fashion then migrates over to Chicago in the Midwest like 3 to 4 years later. So essentially, if you want to see what we're going to be wearing in like 2010, go to Cal. Is that true? Go to California.
Pardon me.
Like for example, what are the fashion trends right now in California?
So, in keeping with that mindset, does that mean by moving to California that you move forward in time?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I do feel old.
It'd be very Lost-esque.
However, really, it's just normal, like, whatever, anything goes. I don't want to talk like this. No, as far as, like, clothes and stuff, I know Uggs are big here now, and I think they're ridiculous, and they're just, you know, whatever.
Uggs are very big
but
in this area, yes.
They're on their way out.
Both Pastor Eric and I are wearing
already
it.
Out.
Our pairs.
So, you guys got Uggs? I will say this, though, as far as, like, here.
So, Uggs aren't in Uggs are not in California.
I would say not. I don't really see.
But Uggs seem to be more like a winter shoe.
Yeah, but I always see
how there's only like
skirts with them, and it looks retarded.
In California?
Here. And?
Well, we are in the season that we called winter.
No, even in the summer. Like the fall or whatever. But
well, what about the girls? Because there's a song from the Beach Boys
that
goes, I wish they all could be California girls. Are the girls in California better than the girls here?
All right. When I was down south in Southern California.
You've met like 4 girls since you've been there.
They're smoking. However, like, when I come here,
that
like
is not good for their health.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wah.
Don't like girls.
American dialect.
Nasty teeth. Nasty skin.
By me, where I'm living, it's kind of like the Florida of California. Like, it's all old people. There's a couple schools around where I'm at, but for the most part, it's not the population of attractive women.
You find yourself playing bridge?
Bridge, no.
On the Saturday nights, perhaps?
No. Southern California.
Shuffleboard.
Loaded with attractive females. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, like, when I come home here, when I was in Midway, waiting to get picked up, you know, there's hot girls everywhere. So it's, you know, they're, go to Wrigley Field. You know what?
But we're asking the wrong guy.
It's really hot.
You know,
just
any female's hot to Merrill, you know.
When you're living with a bunch of males.
Yeah, that's
for a good part of your life.
Your standards just drop.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think if she's a woman, would be a qualification, you know.
Well, that would be a good place to start.
Not a man, fair enough for Merrill.
It's game.
Game on! Well, anyways, well, as I was saying before, I was really interrupted and criticized.
Just like old times.
Yeah, I can't get rid of it. There's nothing hotter, I think, than a girl in probably pinstripes up at Wrigley Field. So, I've always said that.
And considering that there are no female players...
talking about fans.
Really limits the pool, doesn't it?
I'm
just kidding with you.
Doesn't make any sense.
So tell us real quick what you're doing out there.
Without giving national secrets away.
Yeah.
All right. I really, I'm just I'm learning Arabic. That's really all I'm doing. I mean, I train on my own as far as exercise and stuff like that. And with my platoon and squad. But for the most part, it's Arabic. So, months and still got about 5.5 to go on the course. So
5.5 years?
Months. Actually more than that, I would say. September. That's 5. I guess I've been on the course about 10 months then. So
what happens after 5.5 months?
Hopefully I'll go do some intel training and then go out and go to the fleet on the course.
That's cool. Get your ninja skills on. I'm down
bust
with
some terrorists, right? I mean, isn't that the eventual goal?
To what? Kill terrorists?
Kind of weed out terrorism?
Weed out terrorism, yeah.
Because obviously then you'd know the language.
I think we're getting close to national secrets.
Oh,
because
there's
a SWAT team behind you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, officer, he's stopping. You can leave now. Thanks.
I'm going to leave. I'll be back. They say I'll be back in like 10 minutes.
I don't think Aldo's coming back, guys.
They just want to question me on a few things.
Why do they have a billy club?
Oh!
They're just tapping you on the shoulder, Aldo. You don't have to yell yet.
This won't hurt at all.
I'm just curling in the fetal position.
Which is normal for the podcast.
That's normal operating procedure.
It's all in a day's work right around here.
Let me say this. I've noticed around here it seems that a lot of people have the idea of California as everybody wears Hollister clothing. Like Cali Surf.
That was my idea of California. Bingo.
You see all these people wearing that. But, you know, people from California don't wear Hollister. In fact, Hollister, California is north of where I'm at, and that's about, I'm 6 hours north of Huntington Beach as it is. So, and as I understand, that's the live feed that they have in their stores. So, it's kind of retarded.
That's strange. So. I didn't even know there was a Hollister, California.
I didn't either until I moved out there.
To be honest with you, I have one or two shirts from there. It's all right. Cool.
Do you feel closer to California when you wear Hollister? Have you noticed those two shirts? They bring you closer to the coast.
When I go outside and the wind rustles through my hair, I get this strange sense to surf. I don't know why that is, but now I know.
Oddly enough, when Merrill walked in our studio here, 74A, I noticed that there was a very beach-like smell.
Yeah.
That is like filling the room. There's a beach-like aroma.
It could be.
Yeah, I think you smell like the beach.
I do. It's actually the cologne I'm wearing.
I am not going to take part in this conversation. Comfortable with the beach talk.
You know, as far as the beach and the water out there, the Pacific Ocean is cold.
Cold?
The first time I was in the
salty?
Pacific,
is it salty as well?
It was warm. It was by the equator, but man, is it cold. By me, down south in Orange County, it is freezing.
Whoa. Backpedal there. You're by the equator?
No, when we were in El Salvador.
I was like, I don't think California is by the equator last time I checked.
Well, maybe on some maps.
Let's just hope they're not the marine maps.
Because
that would be bad for us.
Yes, it would. Well, do you have any other stories, things you'd like to share? It's been over a year, actually maybe just under a year, that we've last podcasted with you, the gang back. So any observations, any things that you have seen that you'd like to share with us, maybe file in the back of your mind for a future podcast, you want to get those out now.
All right, well, you know what, I'll start. I remember last summer, and then recently we've been seeing some things in the news.
We have in the past. We've made reference to celebrities in the past.
What makes me mad is for a good while, every morning when I go into the chow hall and get breakfast, all that would be on the news was Paris Hilton in jail. And who cares? I mean, really, with the way that the world is and all the problems the world has that are important, it seems that nothing, our American news companies can find nothing better to talk about than Paris Hilton and her fluffy pillows in prison. And same thing with Britney, yeah, it's, you know, whatever this fame can do to you, but at the same time, you know, especially when we have elections coming up and, you know, what's at stake there and the importance of those, you know, it's probably more beneficial to hear about that or what's going on over, you know, overseas and throughout the rest of the world, you know, really the lives of these people who, you know, whatever, but, and also it is sad that people have died.
Yeah, but that Batman movie looks pretty good.
Yeah, that might be the movie of the year.
I'll tell you what, though. I saw a preview for the new movie. The last one was called Hulk. This new one's called The Incredible Hulk. It's going to be more like, you know, Spider-Man action.
Edward Norton, though, as the Hulk?
I don't know.
Edward Norton?
Can he pull it off?
I think so. It looks like it.
Because he's got, my frame.
It looks like a pretty good movie.
You have to have, some
strength. What happened to Eric Bana?
But that's the whole point, is he, the character in that isn't necessarily supposed to be huge. It's when he turns into the Hulk that he becomes huge. So you don't have to be a big muscle-bound guy to be the Incredible Hulk.
My old roommate looks exactly like Edward Norton. That's awesome.
Anyways. That's cool. Yeah, I would imagine in California, the coverage of celebrity news is much greater than it is here. Because obviously
it's
the hubbub.
CNN and MSNBC that they're playing chow hall. So that's, I don't know.
In your dealings, in and around town in California, have you run into any celebrities?
First I'll say, where I'm at, there's Pebble Beach right there, and
you seen anybody?
No, I personally haven't, but I've been really close and not knowing it.
Have you been in any hot clubs?
No.
In and around California?
No. Not well, by us, it's just, it's not like, it's not Southern California, it's different.
It's like Chicago, that's what I'm saying, right?
Well, no, I don't want to say Chicago, because it's clean out there, you know? Here it's industrial and polluted, you know? And
we've got celebrities like Bernie Mac.
We do.
Sweet.
We have Bernie Mac.
Disturbed lives in Oak Forest, I know, and, oh, Dwayne Wade from Robbins.
Woots,
well,
the Miami Heat,
so.
Yeah.
In Carmel, I say,
you know what we need?
South.
You know what we need? Sorry to interrupt. We need to have students call in with their celebrity sightings.
Sweet.
Not call in, but write in. We lost our number. So if you find that number on the website,
are you
that
serious?
Number doesn't work.
We lost it? What happened?
Because nobody called. Because it's a free thing we're using, we have to have phone calls once a month. So nobody called.
Oh, we need somebody to call. Surely somebody out there.
Well,
listening.
I'll have to work on getting a new number. So anyway, let's go ahead and get ourselves some news here because, you know, we gotta figure out what's going on in the world around us.
I've been scouring the news wires with Morse code. And one of the things that I've noticed, you know, I have a thirst for knowledge, a thirst for information. So I frequently read the Chicago Tribune, and I open up my Sunday Chicago Tribune this morning, and you know, the Sunday paper, obviously thicker than every other day. And there's a style section, which
I
is
like
usually
I like how you showed that to the computer monitor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, he showed that to his own reflection in that TV.
That's right, because I like to look at myself.
Yeah.
Well, it's for the people that are viewing the video podcast. Of
oh,
course.
I see. Yeah.
So I turn to my favorite section, the first section that I go to in the Sunday paper, the style section. And I was comforted. I want to say
that
today my day was made. And it's all on the front cover of the style section here in the Chicago Tribune. Says this, Chicago's 130-pound hunk and the new wave of super thin male models.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sissy man.
Look out, world.
Is that a guy?
No,
that's
this
a
is a woman.
No, that's
this,
a
is a, this is a different article.
Okay. That's a, okay.
But before we get into it, I just want to say and just clarify, because I don't know if this question has come up yet, and inevitably it will, but I can assure you people that one of the things that we try to maintain here at the Crewcast is journalistic integrity.
Yes.
And I can promise you that every article, every story that we talk about is indeed real.
Yes.
Okay? We're not making this up.
If it's not real, we'll be very clear about the fact that it's not real.
What about your internet ones?
The ones that we get online, completely real.
Okay.
They're from respectable news sources.
Exactly.
News sources. Okay.
Exactly. So don't think that we're just making this up. Don't just take our word for it. You can do the research yourself. So I flip open to page 2, and the article is 130-pound hunk. Put down the protein powder. The male waif is in.
Male waif?
Yes,
waif?
Pastor
oh,
Eric,
goodness.
There's hope for us.
Yes.
You scrawny man.
I'll have to lose some weight so I can be a male waif.
Chicago and Zachary Bailey, who stands 6'1 and weighs 130 pounds.
That's skin and bones.
That's about 40 pounds less than me. He was discovered at age 16 and landed modeling gigs for DKNY, John Varvatos, and Triple Five Soul. In New York, I was perfect, Bailey 22 says. Tyson Beckford, one of the popular male models, says that he is looking. There's a reality show called Make Me a Supermodel.
I wouldn't know.
Well, he's one of the hosts, and he said that he's looking for someone who has his build, but maybe not as big. He's slimmed down, and he says, quote, I was getting ready to do the Sean John show, and he's doing a lot of closer-fitting clothes now. The baggy clothes that hip-hop started are on their way out.
I think we last week agreed that that's probably a good thing, right? Heidi enjoys.
Yeah, yeah. The big baggy clothes are out, but yeah. You know what? There is hope for me. I just want to say that maybe, you know, in the next couple of months,
yeah.
I might be leaving to go to New York.
You could be the next Zoolander.
I've seen the movie, so I know exactly, you know, what it takes to work. They say there are shows in Europe that do show a slimmer guy. But one of the creative directors at GQ believes that he doesn't think that it's going to be a sweeping trend. But
they haven't met Aldo Dazzani.
That's
yet.
Right. There's a co-owner. They talked to the co-owner of this clothing shop in Lincoln Park, and he says this. You don't see guys pumping weights anymore. You see them doing yoga, Pilates. The muscle guy looks cheesy now. Take that, muscle guy. How do you like that, huh?
Now the SWAT team has been replaced by a group of muscle heads. And they're going to beat you.
Lately, a lot of guys want to get toned. They don't want to get big, 33, 32-inch waist. They want to be slim and fit, model-esque.
I have some weight that I have to lose to get down to get this slim.
I don't even know how to respond to this article.
But it's comforting to know that I may have a job lined up.
There you go.
Yes, Eric, if this passer thing doesn't work out, you can join me in New York.
Gosh.
All I got to say is this. Now, you can go to the Tribune's website, and maybe we can scan this or find a way to put this online. But I need to show you guys this. Those on the video podcast will put this close to the camera. But, you know, last week we last time we were together on the podcast, we had Joyce and Heidi. We talked about fashion. And we talked about the importance of fashion. We talked about how meaningful fashion is.
But also
that sometimes there's a sacrifice with fashion.
Money.
That in order to look good, that too. But in order to look good, you sometimes have to look uncomfortable. Or feel uncomfortable,
yes.
Rather.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about
Well, no, all no. I got to say is this, people. If this is fashion, I want no part of it.
My word.
Oh, gosh. He looks like he fell into a box of crayons.
Exactly. What kind of cardigan is that?
I have no idea.
All right. So flipping the page in my style section of the Chicago Tribune. Okay, Ralph Lauren. Not bad.
Okay. Yeah, respectable.
And apparently there is also a new trend going in the fashion world, which is there's this trend that I guess has recently started, whereby you wear your grandma's windbreaker.
What?
What?
Check that out.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And it's pink, too.
Yeah, that guy's... Yeah,
yeah,
that's a dude.
Literally, it's like wearing your grandma's windbreaker.
That is...
You can go to the website. We're going to try to get some shots. It's...
look, I don't think we're going to find it.
Chicago Tribune.
No, it's
Chicago
Tribune.
That's why. You're at the Sun-Times website.
I thought you had the...
No, it's Tribune.
But go to the website. You might be able to find some photos of fashion, because we are all about fashion here. It's how we roll.
As far as, like, being uncomfortable to look good, yeah, we have to put shirt stays on our uniform. I don't know if really anybody knows what those are, but it keeps your shirt tucked in very tight all the time, and it connects the bottom of your shirt to your socks, and they are really uncomfortable. And if one of those snaps off, you're in a world of hurting. So...
Also, I think in podcast pass, we always like to champion the efforts of older people, the senior citizens. We like to hear.
I'm going to post this picture up. We found the picture. I'm going to go ahead and get this posted up on the blog spot. You can go there at crewcast.blogspot.com. And while I do this, why don't you guys go ahead and get into this next news item you have there?
Sure, a very good story coming to us from New Mexico. Granny fights off purse snatcher. A Santa Fe great-grandmother showed a purse snatcher who's boss when she fought a man off at a gas station. Police said the 20-year-old thief tried to snatch 83-year-old Bernie Garcia's purse as she pumped gas at a gas station in New Mexico. Garcia said that when the thief grabbed her arm, she grabbed the gas nozzle and started squirting him with gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Nice.
This is awesome.
That's
this
awesome.
Is a sight that I needed to see. Police said that the... thief still dragged Garcia several yards before giving up before Garcia simply wouldn't let go of her purse.
But was that before or after she was sprayed?
After she was sprayed, she was dragged, but she was not going to let go of this purse. She's defiant.
Wait, I'm confused. I'm sorry. She sprayed him with the gas.
She sprays him with gas.
Okay.
He kind of shakes it off.
Okay. I thought you said that. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, she sprayed him with gas. That's what makes the story cool. She doesn't give up. She doesn't regret putting up a fight. She says, quote, "I'll fight again. If I have the strength that I had last night, I would fight them again." She did suffer a few bumps and bruises, but otherwise she is okay. The assailant and two other men who were in the car with him were arrested 10 miles away from the gas station. So you go, Granny. Bernie Garcia,
be pretty
83 years old.
Guy.
You go.
Good on you.
That's right. We love hearing
for the win.
Nice. And we have been accused by many people in the past of being heartless jerks. And, well, for the most part, that is accurate. Every once in a while, we like to come into a story that makes us smile.
Completely accurate.
Yeah.
And gives us the warm fuzzies inside. So this story comes to us from Asheville, North Carolina. The title of the story is this: 17 Clues... 6 hours, one proposal.
I like where this is going.
This may go down as the most romantic and definitely most time-consuming and original marriage proposal in years, if ever. take a handsome law enforcement professional and introduce him to an adventurous Englishwoman, and the heart sparks seem to fly off the charts. Brad Casanova, yes, that's his real last name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
It's written in the stars on that one.
That's right. Pulled off a proposal involving a 17-destination scavenger hunt, a nearly 7-hour ordeal that took 3 months of planning in order to give his bride-to-be a memory to last a lifetime. Karina Round, a 25-year-old leasing agent from England, now living in North Carolina, considers herself the luckiest woman alive and said her fiancé should have a gift tag upon him that reads, "Two women love God," because he's, quote, God's gift to women. Oddly enough, I believe that's what
Wait,
we've been calling
you for
a while.
What did he do that
now?
Was just because he had a 17-part scavenger hunt?
Well, the first part is
sounds
this.
Sounds like a lot of hoops you got to run
well,
through.
Well, he's romantic. The first part of the story, which we're going to skip, talks about the courtship, all of that. Finally, he falls in love with her. So when he was ready to move the relationship to the next level, proposed to Karina, he secretly planned for it for 3 months. First, he visited at least 20 jewelry stores to choose the perfect antique sapphire and diamond ring encased in little hearts. Then he decided an elaborate scavenger hunt would be the adventure Karina enjoyed most. The hunt was on. Clues were placed all over the country. They were taped to a downtown statue hidden inside a box of cigars, placed with a rose at Thomas Wolfe's grave, hanging on pet tags on the collars of our two cats, glued inside of a coaster at our favorite local brewery. Karina,
clues of, like,
I have no idea. I don't think it really specifies, but it says, Karina loves adventure and creativity, and I wanted to give her the most unique adventure I could that she would remember for the rest of her life. The scavenger hunt began at lunchtime at Frankie Bones, someplace in North Carolina. It says, after lunch, I seemingly excused myself to the bathroom, when in fact, I was putting the first clue and a few items she might need in the trunk of her car. The waiter gave me a few minutes head start before dropping off a note at the table telling her to go to the trunk of her car. The riddle that I placed in her car sent her to Woolworth Walk, somewhere in North Carolina, I don't know, where the next clue was hiding inside of a wooden sculpture. More clues followed. Karina's seventh stop along the trail was an English telephone booth where she found a crossword puzzle.
Am I supposed to be impressed? I mean,
well, I just think, you know, this is a story that kind of compensates for sort of the mean-spirited, heartless talk that we've had in the past.
And here I am being mean-spirited and heartless.
Ironically enough.
So we'll try this one.
The final stop was this place where they had met the year before. Brad decorated the place with candles and flowers. At this point, Karina was wearing one of her nicest dresses and high heels. Brad had seen to every tiny detail. Soon after her arrival, he walked in wearing a suit with a sheen and nervous color in his cheeks, and then the payoff.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. This is North Carolina. I should have cut this down.
There was a glimmer in her eye as he walked in.
He got down on one knee, of course. You got to. I kind of stumbled. I was so nervous. And I just said, "Will you?" And she said, "Of course."
It's like the, "I love you."
Okay, next.
And probably the best story that we've come upon in quite some time.
Yes, I heard about this the other night.
The most disturbing article maybe we've ever done in the history of the Crewcast.
Yeah, could be, very well be.
The title of the story, simply put, "Woman Stuck on Toilet for 2 Years."
Sweet.
Wait, what?
Woman Stuck on Toilet for 2 Years. And no, we are not making this up. Authorities in the U.S. are trying to establish what caused a 35-year-old woman to sit on her boyfriend's toilet for so long, her skin grafted to the seat.
What?
I'll tell you what caused it. Maybe violent diarrhea.
Oh.
Dysentery.
All right, let's not speculate what caused it. This is bad enough. We're in deep junior high territory here. We have to be careful. We're going to lose all of the girls listening. But it was a girl that this happened to.
Exactly. So
we need to understand. What does it say?
It says Kansas woman Pam Babcock had to be prized off the toilet.
Pride?
Prized. P-R-I-S-E-D. Yes, it means to be pulled off by force, as with a lever.
Wow, it's a vocab day here at the Crewcast.
Word wealth. Holla.
Amazing.
So she was prized off the toilet at her boyfriend Corey McFerrin's house after allegedly sitting there for 2 years. This is a little odd. A little strange.
Okay. It had to have been a padded toilet seat.
It doesn't say specifically.
I don't understand. I mean, that's got to hurt.
I would imagine that it is a little painful, yeah.
How is that possible? Don't you get, like, sores?
Well,
like
maybe.
I mean, people. No, I mean, listen. People get bed sores for laying in hospital beds. Those are cushions, sheets. I mean, this is a hard porcelain surface.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to think that maybe, I don't know. I'd like to give her the benefit of the doubt and think maybe she got up and walked around. But no, she clearly was stuck on the toilet. She only moved when her boyfriend called 911 and told police there was, quote, something wrong, end quote, with his girlfriend.
I'll take her figure it out.
Yeah,
two,
you think?
2 years?
Wow.
That is the insane. The county sheriff told the AP there was no indication that she had been restrained against her will. Quote, she was not glued, she was not tied, she was just physically stuck by her body, the county sheriff said. The boyfriend told police that he asked her every day to come out of the bathroom, but her reply was always, maybe tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Yowza.
He also said he brought her food and water every day. The sheriff county says this, we pried the toilet seat off with a pry bar.
Oh my goodness.
And the seat went with her to the hospital. The
oh
hospital removed it.
Oh my goodness.
How do you like that scene coming out of your house?
Well, this lady obviously has issues that would keep her.
Yeah, there's got to be something there. I don't know specifically, but that just doesn't make any sense. And I don't think bizarre even goes.
Yeah, that's insane.
It may not even be the correct term to describe this.
It's like from the New Zealand Herald or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But no, but it actually happened in America.
Oh, okay.
It happened in Kansas.
All right. Insane. All right, you got one more for
us.
Well,
on a lighter note, this coming from the Denver area.
These are the kind of heartwarming stories I like.
Yeah, these are the awe, the touchy-feelies.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not.
Woman found with dead dog at Wendy's. This is from Boulder, Colorado.
Wait, was it on her tray?
Yeah.
Ba-dum-ching.
Sometimes Wendy's food. You know. An Aurora woman was arrested Monday after police said she locked herself in a bathroom with a dead dog at a Boulder Wendy's and refused to come out. Police said the woman was crying, and employees reported smelling a foul odor coming from the locked bathroom. When officers persuaded the woman to unlock the door, they found the decaying dog in a duffel bag.
Decaying dog.
Did
so
you imagine
she's
the smell?
Had this for a while, though.
Yeah. That would be worse, incidentally, than violent diarrhea, I think. The smell of the decaying dog.
Let's talk about that
anymore. I just don't understand why...
hungry, too, but not anymore.
This is why pets are a bad idea, folks. This is why pets are a bad idea.
The woman told police the dog had been dead for about a week.
Oh,
the stench. Oh, the horror.
But I love my little Mr. Muffins.
Ridiculous.
This woman has whack job written all over because she told police she thought the dog would come back to life in 13 days.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
Yeah, she was arrested on suspicion of trespassing at the Wendy's. They may need to send her to a mental hospital as well.
The dog would come back
to life.
That's pretty crazy.
Although we do know, according to the movie, that all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, great movie. And it is a child.
But they don't come back. All right. Well, is that it for the news?
That is it for the news. We have scoured the wires and found the interesting, compelling stories of the week.
All right, let's close the news section. We got else. Anything else? I think we just wanted to say hey to Merrill, do a little special podcast.
Hey guys.
So
yeah, right. Reminisce about the good old days.
The good old days of the podcast. You could download those. They're in the feed if you want.
When
all of our listeners. We should probably go over some announcements or some things going on. We've got a couple. This is a light month for us. I mean, Easter is always crazy. There's a lot going on for Easter.
Yeah, and we do want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Definitely.
Happy Resurrection
Easter.
Sunday.
This Friday, on Good Friday, the girls are going to go shopping. If you want to do that, you need to contact my wife. They're going to be leaving, going to the Aurora Outlet Malls for some crazy shopping. So you can be a part of that if you'd like.
Which really is the best way to shop.
Crazy
shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how I do my shopping.
And then the next Friday, we have Open Gym on the 28th. And it's going to be amazing.
A week late.
Meryl can't play dodgeball. Too bad for you. And then on the 12th, we have our annual Where's Aldo event. It's going to be amazing.
Always. It always is. In fact, this year I'm...
Always, because we did it once.
Yes. But I'm already conjuring up things in my mind to do for this one.
All right.
I'm going to hide. I'm going to be dressed.
Very nice.
So.
Very cool. Very good. We're going to have a date with Dad. Dad date daughter night on the 19th. Fine Arts coming up at the end of April. April's pretty packed.
Yeah, jam-packed in April.
So make sure that you guys are checking that out. You know, our feedback, somebody from the iTunes, I can't remember who else it was. We had Laura 12, who I gave her, I didn't tell you this, Aldo. I gave her a journal for a nice leather-bound journal for being the first one to leave leave marks on our podcast page.
See? And we follow up on our word, people.
Exactly. Doug Ha is still here, but somebody else's review was taken down.
And I believe that reviewer gave us 4 stars, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think it was 5, because the 4-star one is Doug Ha. Doug Havenford, whoever that is.
Oh.
So we're not sure who you mystery person are, who you took, you know, why you took down your review,
but we're looking for all the feedback we can get.
Yes. So please,
specifically
please
positive feedback.
Yes, and only positive feedback. Make sure that you leave comments to the Crewcast at crewcast.blogspot.com. We would appreciate it if you would leave it on the corresponding. Posting. So we actually have a comment from our last Crewcast called Fashionistas that we want to go over here. This is from our good friend Samantha. We have to address this. There's several parts to this, but this is her response to us. Lies, lies, lies. I have a few things today. One, when I dialed the phone number for this podcast, a man in Washington came on. Frightening.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, I mean, the way it works, guys, is we have a free service we use, and when you call that number, you have to call it within a month. If no one calls that number within a month, then we lose that phone number. And since none of you called, then we lost the phone number, and now some strange man in Washington has that number. The number two thing that she has on here is 2 reasons why you don't appreciate great songs of our times.
Right, this is in reference to the Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yes.
Butterfly Kisses. Essentially, the new Stephen Curtis Chapman song, Cinderella, is the 2008 edition of Butterfly Kisses.
And Paul O'Toole told me this morning that he likes that song. So I think we all need to give Paul a beat down. But she has 2 reasons why we
or at least fill some music up in the music collection,
exactly.
The iPod or whatever you may have.
She has 2 reasons why we don't appreciate music, in her opinion, of course. Neither one of you are fathers who have daughters that will one day leave you for the man of her dreams. Okay, very true. I don't understand how that relates to horrible or good music. Two.
Yeah, that doesn't really affect my judgment of music, Samantha.
Neither of you have hearts to buy your own mother Christmas shoes should she come to need them someday. Perhaps you should work on those relationships.
I would buy my mom something better than Christmas shoes.
Exactly. I would,
if she were dying,
something meaningful before she died, not just shoes, because like every other woman in the world, she has 1 billion shoes. That's another problem with the Christmas shoes song in general. What woman does not already have
shoe glutton?
A ton of shoes.
Yeah, way to be original, kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll get you something that you already have a ton of. You don't need that.
Then the kid wants to get them for, you know, half price, wants to get them discounted.
Yeah.
Come on, just pay the pay whatever the shoes cost.
You're ridiculous, moms of the world.
Good job.
Maybe not. I'm going to be careful with that one. Number 3. The man Rambo is adorable. Now, is this the man
Rambo
from the picture?
Yeah, is this the guy from the UK, or is she referencing Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, we need to know the
difference.
You
bring
your weapons? You need to be clear on this.
Because the 85-year-old Sylvester Stallone.
No, he's 64, 2 days ago.
Probably not adorable.
Probably not. Yeah, I'm sure she means the one on the blog spot, the picture we have.
You want to talk about males that have had a lot of plastic surgery, Botox, whatnot? I think he's on that list.
HGH.
And her final point, I think, is probably the most poignant of them all. If you do not like Tyra so much, perhaps you shouldn't continue to allow the world to revolve around her by speaking about her on this podcast. Enough said.
What do you say about
her? I agree with that. We do talk a lot about Tyra.
Right. Only because she's so easy to make fun of.
Well, I mean, it's like just a walking target. Right.
Right. And she deserves all the criticism, really.
Exactly. It's, you know, kettle meat pot, you know. But anyway, she... I had a video I was going to show of her this last week, and I thought, you know, we're going to take a week off, because we've been doing a lot of Tyra bashing, I guess.
Right. But so next week.
Next week, it's game on. We're back at it. So, anyhow, hope you guys are doing well. Any other comments, Meryl, you'd like to say?
I'm going to go back to the sunshine.
Yeah.
It's cold here.
Yeah, you're looking much, looking very tan.
Yeah.
Actually, not at all. That was just a compliment, but...
I wasn't looking that close at him to see that. You know, to really. All right, guys. I think we're done.
A nice shade of bronze.
I think we're done here. Thanks for listening, guys. Check out thestonecrew.com for more info. Aldo, you've joined the blogosphere.
I have. You can visit my link through Pastor Eric's blog, or you can just go directly to it. It is wheresaldo.wordpress.com.
Very nice. Very exciting.
When's the cave to MySpace going to happen?
Actually, that will never happen.
MySpace
this is my response to the people asking me to have a MySpace and all that.
MySpace is garbage.
Blog.
You can always visit Merrill's MySpace page, although it sounds like he won't be there again.
Yeah, it's I've been trying to get rid of it for 2 years, but I forgot my Hotmail email address and password and everything to finally get the go-ahead and delete it. So, like, as I send you, when you try to delete your MySpace, they send it to your email address for confirmation. Can't get into Hotmail.
I see. Go visit Merrill's page. What's your page?
Where can we stalk you online, Merrill?
What?
Where can we stalk you online?
MySpace. Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
All right, look up Merrill Healy on Facebook.
Wow.
And,
Oorah.
Oorah.
Hey, thanks.
And then you can always go to ericscoppard.com and check out stuff there. But hope you guys are doing well. Have a good week. Thanks for coming in, Merrill.
Have a great Easter. Have a good spring break.
Also, let me just say, I'm sorry I don't have a goatee here. You guys have facial hair. We call it the Go3. But
that was actually pretty creative.
Yes, very nice.
I thought of that during the musical tonight. So.
Wow. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. All right, we're out of here.
Young people.
Yes,
peace.
Present tight. See ya.
See you guys. Bye.
Say something in Arabic.
Say goodbye to us in Arabic.
There's a few ways to say it. Say masalama, that means like with peace. Masalama.
My salami?
Masalama or like Sharona. Say rakum. I'll see you guys. Ilalaka. I'll see you later. So masalama.